Actually, we're at the top of a Nunamed base.
Nunamed base, right. So we're trying to work out Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us on Daf Nunamed Aleph, you have three people who ate together. They have to perform a Zimun and they must not split up. The big question was, what on earth is the Chiddush? Don't we know this already? So we're having various suggestions. The latest one was that we're talking about actually three people who never ate together at all. How can that be? Isn't that the number one rule of Zimun, that it has to be three people who have eaten together? And the answer is yes. These three people have come from groups who they themselves did eat together. Therefore, they did have an initial chiyuv of Zimun. So remember, we spoke about groups number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then from each group, there was one breakaway, such that 3, 6, and 9 have now formed a new group called 3, 6, 9, and they can make Zimun together, even though they themselves never ate together as one group. So let's have a look again at the Rashis at the top. Very, very important. Because there's a big qualification. And this was taught to us in the name of Rava. So let's see the Gemara again. Omar Rava. Veloy Omron. This was only said, Elo, Deloy Akdimu Hanach, Va'azmin Olayu Beduchtayu, where there has not previously been a Zimun made with them, I'm on the top line of the Gemara, Beduchtayu, in their original place. So, remember we said the Gemara yesterday, and this was our introduction, I can't remember how far we got. We saw the Gemara in that Memhe on the base. In Memhe on the base, it says, if you have three people and they are not all ready to bench at the same time, then the one has to stop for the two does not need to stop for the one. Whoever is the majority, if you want to stop for the one, that's lefnei mashuras hadin, that's wonderful, but you do not have to. The internet connection is okay, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, fine. So now, over here, let's say numbers 3, 6, and 9. Imagine that they were, as we mentioned, initially part of a different group. So you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Now, if 1 and 2 said to number 3, we would like to bench, and he wasn't ready, so as we saw in the previous Gemara, number 3 would have to stop eating and join Zimun with number 1 and 2. In the second group, 4, 5, and 6, if 4 and 5 did that to number 6, and 7 and 8 did that to number 9. So it turns out that 3, 6, and 9, although they have never benched, but they've been part of a Zimun already, they were incorporated in an initial Zimun in their original place. If that's the case, well, then it's too late. Then it will be too late. Why? Because they've already been incorporated in a Zimun. Whereas the only case that numbers 3, 6, and 9 can form a new group is when no previous Zimun was made, including them. Now, how can that be? How can no previous Zimun be made, including them? As you asked yesterday, Moshe Zelig, what are we talking about? A guy who left his group, Be'issa? Unlikely, we're talking about somebody who was over in Aveira. He wasn't allowed to leave the initial group. So that's what Rashi told us. No, you've got to tweak the case a bit. Actually, there were 4 people in every group. It wasn't 1, 2, 3. It was actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So each group had 4 members, such that 3 out of the 4 made a Zimun, but they did not incorporate number 4. 5, 6, and 7 did not incorporate number 8. 9, 10, and 11 did not incorporate number 12. So that 4, 8, and 12 have never previously been part of a Zimun, and they were allowed to leave their group. Why? Because if they leave their group, they are not breaking any Zimun. Why are they not breaking any Zimun? Because there's a Zimun without them. And if there's a Zimun without them, they were perfectly entitled to leave. But one moment. Yes, they were entitled to leave, but they were definitely part of an original group, which means that the Chiyuv of Zimun did land on their head. How have they exempted themselves? How have they fulfilled that Chiyuv of Zimun? The answer is by forming this new group called 4, 8, and 12, they'll now make a Zimun. But the only reason why they are allowed to form this new group is because they have not yet been Yetzer the Chiyuv of Zimun. How can that be? They were not Yetzer the Chiyuv of Zimun. If they were not Yetzer the Chiyuv of Zimun, how were they allowed to leave their original group? The answer was there were three besides for them.
I think the Rav said they had not eaten. Does it matter?
What do you not eat?
Another issue.
Four,
they eaten more.
8 and 12 had not eaten with their at all. Compatriots at the table. Does it matter whether they've eaten or not?
1 second. 4, 8, and 12 had not eaten with their new friends.
No, I meant with the original group. Number four, did 4 eat with 1, 2, and 3?
Yes, absolutely. Otherwise, there's no Chiv of Zimun to start off with.
Okay.
So there was a group called 1, 2, 3, 4, and they all ate together. 1, 2, and 3 wanted to make a Zimun. So number 4 does not need to stop for them. Why? Because you can manage without me. When we saw the Gemara that said if you have 3 people, the 1 need to stop for the 2, that's because the 2 need the 1. Otherwise, they don't have 3. But when you've got 1, 2, 3, and 4, 1, 2, and 3 will tell number 4, listen, we're benching, we're doing Zimun. You want to join us, join us. You don't want to join us, don't join us. It's your problem.
Four wants to have second helpings with a new group.
Right, so he doesn't need to. Even if he doesn't have second helpings, he hasn't finished in with his first group. By the time he's finished, they've all done Zimun and gone home. Fine. So lucky for him, he's found 2 friends called number 8 and 12 who are in exactly the same situation as him. So Meila, they can form a new Zimun. But again, this is the Chiddush of Rava. 4, 8, and 12 can only form together because they have not yet been part of a Zimun. They have not been Mekayim their Chiyuv of Zimun. But if it was not 4, 8, and 12, if it was 3, 6, and 9, and they were asked, each one of them, by the fellow members of their Chabura, please could you stop and join us in a Zimun? So even though number 3 and 6 and 9, they never benched. They never actually benched. But what did they do? They were members of a party of Zimun. So now if they want to form a new group, that will not work. That's the Chiddush of Rava. Have a look at it again. Look at the top line. V'loy Omron. This Chiddush, that the people can join, number 3, 6, and 9, can join together to make a group, even though they themselves never actually ate together. Loy Omron was not said Elo, only in the following scenario. D'loy Akdimu Hanach. But the others did not previously the Azmin Alayu be mezamin with them beduchtayu in their original place. So that's when it's okay. They've never been incorporated in a Zimun in their original place. Aval. If, however, Azmin Alayu beduchtayu, if they have previously been incorporated in a Zimun beduchtayu, meaning in their original place, then says the Gemara, Porach Zimun Minayu. Then the Chiyuv of Zimun has flown away. Porach means to fly. Porach Zimun Minayu. Then the Chiyuv of Zimun has flown away. What does that mean, it's flown away? Think, it's finished. It's been disbanded. You've lost your chance. Even though first time round they were included in Zimun, but they never actually benched. Why did they not bench? Because they were not ready to bench. They were still eating. But they had been incorporated in the because the two asked the one to stop. So that's it. You don't get a second bite of the cherry. Have a look at these two rushes. No, is that an American phrase? You don't say that?
I haven't heard that expression, no.
You never heard that in America? They don't talk English, do you?
No.
Second bite of the cherry. Okay, says Rashi, top Rashi. Veloy omron. Elo veloy akdimu hanach chaburas shepirushu. As you pointed out yesterday, Beli Oldovid, you have to read this Rashi together with the Dibur HaMasechil. You've got to read it really in one sentence. Veloy omron. Elo. Deloy akdimu hanach chaburois shepirshu elu mehen. These groups that they have separated from, they did not previously va'azmin alayhu dahani. They have not been mezamein with these, with number 3, 6, and 9. How can that be? Going, for example, Imho you arbo'o b'kol chabura. There were not actually three in the original group, but rather there were four in the original group. The nishar b'kol achas k'dei zimun. And there remained in each group k'dei zimun, enough to make a zimun without them. Numbers 1, 2, and 3 don't actually need number 4. 5, 6, and 7 don't need number 8. 9, 10, and 11 don't need number 12. Okay. The ha-poyrshim halolu, and these poyrshim, meaning the ones who left the group, hoyu tzrichim lotzeis lashuk. They needed to go to the street. Koidem shegomru hachaburois es. So we mentioned an example of when they were actually still eating. But Rashi says, no, it's the other way around. Not that they were still eating and the others made a zimun. To the contrary, they were the ones who needed to leave early from the Suda. Now, normally you can't leave early from the Suda. Why not? Because there's a chiyuv of zimun. But over here, I can leave early. Why? Because I'm not breaking any zimun. I've left you in good hands. Number 4 can tell numbers 1, 2, and 3. You have a zimun without me. You do not need me. I'm perfectly entitled to leave. Okay, so he's left. So nobody has incorporated him in a zimun. So the chiyuv of zimun is still hanging over his head. So he bumps into number 8. Who bumps into number 12, and the three of them will make a new merry band.
Is part of Rava's Chiddush that he can walk away?
No.
Because if he can walk away, then why is there still a Chiyuv hanging over him? If he's a Chiyuv, then he shouldn't walk away.
No. There's a Chiyuv to be part of a Zimun, but not necessarily with these people. There is a Chiyuv of Zimun. Why? Because you ate as a group. The chiddush of the Mishnah, which is a tremendous chiddush, is that even though the chiyuv of zimun kicked in because you are part of a group, but you don't need to do a zimun with those very members of that group. That's a tremendous
chiddush. Yeah, but he has no idea whether he's going to get a zimun or not. So he's walking away from a vadai that he can be yotzei his chiyuv. So that should be part of the chiddush. Because he's walking away from, he can be vada yotze, this is chiyuv, and now he's walking into a suffix where he might never get it.
Yeah, good point.
He must know that 8 and 12 would join him. You know, he's more motions over to the other table. You know. Otherwise.
Yeah, Rashi says he goes out to the shuk. He doesn't, he's in search.
Okay, you're asking very good shailas. We'll have to see Be'ez Hashem when we finish this sugya. We'll look at Mishnah Berurah and we'll see if there's any further. So for the moment, we're talking about number 4 leaves. He's got to go to the shuk. He bumps into number 8. They bump into number 12. They're allowed to make Zimun. They don't know each other. They never ate with each other, but they were all part of groups that were Mukhuyiv and Zimun, and they themselves were not part of the Zimun. They were part of the group that was Mukhuyiv and Zimun, but they left early, and therefore they were never part of the Zimun.
Now, does this merry band, do they have to all wear Lincoln green?
Says Rashi, the second Rashi on the Omer, this is now the other half of a coin, Avol. As min olayhu. If they were incorporated in the Zimun, Avol as min olayhu dahani. If these people were previously part of the Zimun Kagoin, Shenitztarfu elu imohem lezimun, i.e., they had joined with the other members of the group. Now, what does it mean they're joined with the other members? So why didn't they just bench with them? Kuda omrinon le'el, as we said earlier on, that was nothing here on the base. Koirin loi umazamnin olov. The Gemara there said in Daf Mem Hamad Beis that if one person left the group, they can call him back. He does not even need to re-enter the house and sit by the table. He can just stand by the door and then make a Zimun with him.
And once that happens, then he's stuck. He can't join another Zimun.
Oh, so let's have a look. Uberchu chaburois, and the chaburois then benched. Ve'elu loy hayosham elo ad kedei nevorech uberchu. And they, having been re-summoned to come back, were there just for the beginning for Nevorech Ubaruchu, but that's enough. That's called being incorporated. And now they want to form a new group to come and bench together. I'm sorry, you cannot make Zimun. It's true you never benched. It's true you never benched, but you weren't part of the Zimun. The Porach Minayu Choivas Zimun. The Chiv of Zimun has flown away from them. And after that, the Su, and furthermore, or after that, Loi Hodar Olayu, it does not return. Can't do Zimun twice. So again, we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says if three people ate together, they do not split up and they make a Zimun. Says the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? We all know that if three people eat together, they have to make Zimun. It turns out there's a tremendous Chiddush. The three people who are making Zimun never actually ate together. They were part of previous groups who did eat together, but now they will form Zimun with people whom they did not eat together with. Rava is adding an extra line of qualification that only applies in the event that they were never previously incorporated in a Zimun. For example, there were four for the group and they left early and let the other three get on with it. So they've never been incorporated in a Zimun, so they can do Zimun now. But if they were part of a previous group, even if they didn't bench, but that means they've already been incorporated, and the chiv of Zimun has been fulfilled. After that, it has flown away. You've lost your opportunity. That's it. Which means essentially this fellow is going to lose out. Why is he going to lose out? Because he can't actually bench Bezimun. Because initially he had the Zimun without the benching, and now he's got the benching without the Zimun. First time round, he was incorporated in a group of Zimun, but he didn't bench. Second time round, he does want a bench. Sorry, too late. The chiv of Zimun has flown away. Now, says the Gemara, a very, very bizarre thing. Before we see the next line of the Gemara, Have a look on a previous Amud, the bottom Tosfos. It should really be printed on our Amud, but it's printed over there. The last Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Avo. I akdimu vazminu alayu b'dichtayu. Pirish. She'ochal kol echad me'ashloisha. We're talking about all three people, number 3, 6, and 9, have all previously eaten. Ve'hifsik l'shtayim shehoyu musubin imoy ad hazon. And they all had to stop for the two other people in their group all the way up to Birkas Hazon, Kedi Isalel. Porach Choivas Zimun Aleihem.
May Aleihem.
The Chiv of Zimun has now flown away. Kloima, what does that mean? Peturin Min HaZimun. It means they are exempt now from Zimun, v'rashoin ato lichaleik, and now they would be allowed to split up. So 3, 6, and 9 have sat together around the table, but it turns out that all of them were incorporated in the Zimun because they had to stop their meal for number 1 and 2, for number 4 and 5, for number 7 and 8, and they stayed until Hazon. Well, if that's the case, the Chiv HaZimun has flown away. And even if they've sat together with numbers 3, 6, and 9 all together, there's no unity at all, and they can split up. It says Tosfos in conclusion, V'Rashi Loi Pirish Kain. Rashi, however, did not explain this way. Now, what did Tosfos see in Rashi different to how he himself explained? I think the difference is that Rashi referred us to the case where the person left. He was summoned back. He did not enter the house, and he was there just till Nevorich, not for the whole of Hazon. That's what Rashi said. Whereas Tosfos says, no, we're talking about where he's sitting around the table. He's still eating. He's got to stop for the other two and wait till Hazon. Then Zimun has been concluded. Rashi seems to say it's enough. If you were there just for the Rabbi Sain Levorech, that means you've already been incorporated in Zimun. And after that, the Chiv Zimun has flown away. Tosfos seems to disagree and says, no, it's only flown away if you're there all the way till the end of Hazon. Okay. Now look, back in the Gemara, we see a rather strange piece of Gemara, which I prepared sitting in Italy on Thursday afternoon. I had a 2-hour stopover in Venice Airport, tiny airport, the smallest airport I've ever seen. And I had my photocopied Gemara, and I was learning this Gemara in the airport. So look at this Gemara. I'll try and do it in English, not in Italian. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava.
Because we don't get any roaming charges.
Omar Rava, mino aminalo. How do I know this halacha? Said Rava. Rava is, as it were, querying his own position. How did I know this? Where did I get this from, that if you are part of a previous Zimun, your Chiv has now flown away, and even if you now reconvene with a new group, there is no new Chiv of Zimun. Remember, at the end of the day, he has never yet benched Bezimun. He hasn't benched Bezimun. All he's done was he heard other people do Zimun. And yet, once he left the group became disbanded, And even though he forms a new group, the Chiv of Zimun does not once again get reinvigorated, doesn't once again get reborn. How do I know that? How do I know that? So he brings a rather interesting proof, the Tanan, because we have learned in a Mishnah, this Mishnah is actually to be found in Masechtas Kelim, the 18th Perek. Mita shenignava chetzia. If you had a bed, and Rashi adds, by the way, one word, mito tmeo. So let's just re-remind ourselves of a rule that we definitely learned in the past. An item can become tomei if it's a kli. A kli is a usable instrument, a usable item. So if I've got a chair, touches a dead body, the chair becomes tomei. If I now break the chair into two, half a chair is non-usable. It's a non-usable item, therefore it no longer has the status of a kli, and the tumah flies away. Tremendous chiddush. I do not need to put the chair into a mikveh to be metahir it. It's automatically tohar by virtue of the fact that it's no longer a kli. So here comes the big question. And what happens if I then glue the two pieces of chair back together? Does it become tomei once again or no? Once the tomei has flown away, it never comes back, even when the two parts come together again. That's the discussion in this Mishnah. So have a look at the Gemara again. The Tanan, mito shenignava chetzia. You have a bed which became tomei. Half of it was removed, got stolen. Oy she'ovda chetzia, or half it got lost. Oy shechilku ha'achin, oy shutfin, or two brothers split it in half, or two partners split it in half. So now you've got half a table, half a bed. The halacha is tahira. It's tahir. Why is it tahir? As you said before, because half a bed is a useless item. And if it's a useless item, it's no longer classified as a kli. If it's not a kli, so it's no longer makabel tumah. Says the Gemara. And what happens if hichziru ha, they then put it back together again? Makabeles tumah. Mikan ulahabo. It'll once again be makabel tumah, but from here on in. It doesn't once again become tomei retroactively and adopt its previous tumah. No. It's now become a new kli, so it's makabel tumah. Makabel tumah means it's once again susceptible to becoming tomei. But we don't say that it is tomei based on its previous life. Says the Gemara. So what can we be medayik from there? That's the end of the Mishnah, end of quote. Says the Gemara, mikan ulahabo in. From here onwards, yes, it can receive a new tumah, but lemafreya loy, but in retroactively does not get the previous tumah back. Alma, so what do you see from there? Kiven de palguha, once it became split, porach lo tumah mino, the tumah has flown away from it, never to return. And at best, or at worst, now that the bed has been reassembled, so it's makabel tumah afresh. So if a new dead body would touch it, yes, it would become tomei again from now onwards. But it does not adopt its previous tumah that it had until now. Hachanami. So too, therefore, with us as well. Look at the comparison. Kiven the Azmin Olayhu, because he was incorporated in a previous Zimun, Porach Zimun Minayhu. The Chiyuv of Zimun became disbanded, it's flown away, such that when the new group forms, the Chiyuv of Zimun does not once again become regurgitated. Look at Rashi. There are tomei bed, half of which became stolen. Alma kiven de polguha. You see that once it became split, poka, it's removed the shame mito mino. The title, the status of bed has been removed from it because it's been cut into pieces. The shame tumma, and so too with it, the status of tumma has also disappeared because no longer a kli. Afal gav, even though the hodar hodaruha, even though you then reassemble the bed, the hare hi mito, and it is once again now a fully functional bed. But loy hodra tumasa, but its original tumma does not come back. Rather, it is susceptible to getting tumma again. That's true. But the old tumma, once it's flown away, it's flown away. Hachanami, says Rashi. So too over here as well. It's the same principle. Kevin the poka, shame. Shloisha minayu behipardom. When they split up, they lost their status as a threesome. The shame zimun, and they also lost their chiyuv of zimun. How so? Al yedei shezimnu horishayim aleim, by virtue of the fact that the first people in their group incorporated them in a zimun. Is afal gav, even though the hodri, even though they have now reconvened lichlal shem shleisha, even though they have once again become a threesome, but that's like once again becoming a bed. Just like in the bed, two things happened. What happened when you split the bed into two? Two things happened. The bed is no longer a bed, number one. Number two, it's no longer tummy. Those are the two things that happened. Therefore, even when you fixed up number one, you put it back together, and it is once again a bed, but the original tumma, once it disappeared, never comes back. So two over here as well, two things happened. Number one, they lost their status as a threesome, because number three has moved away. He's now by himself. And number two, he's also lost his chiyuv of zimun. Why? Because he's already been incorporated. Such that even when he reconvenes and he once again adopts the status as a threesome, but the chiyuv of zimun has gone, never to return. Says Rashi, Af al gav de hodri lechlal shem shleisha, even though he comes back to once again form a threesome, loy hodri lechlal zimun. He became a threesome once again, but the chiv of zimun has flown away and does not return. Avol ki loy azmin, but when the chiv of zimun, when the initial zimun did not incorporate him, for example, in the case where they were a foursome, loy poka chayvas zimun mehen aflifnei predosim. Even before they split up, the chiyuv of zimun did not fly away from them. Why not? Because they were never incorporated in a zimun. And if they were never incorporated in a zimun, the chiyuv of zimun did not fly away. So this is a very, very strange piece of Gemara. Comparing.
Wouldn't it be appropriate for Rashi to say lo paka chova zimun mimenu?
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. No, but mehen means from numbers 3, 6, and 9, or 4, ah, 8, and 9.
Okay, yeah.
Right, yeah, each one of those. So this is a tremendous chidush and a very interesting comparison. A bed splitting up and then being reassembled doesn't give it its old status back. So to a zimun, which has been disbanded, the chiv of zimun flow away. And once they've been reconvened, once again, the chiyuv of Zimun has flown away and does not become chayzer v'neir, does not get re-energized again. And that's it. The chiyuv of Zimun has been lost forever. A very, very interesting gemara. Okay. We'll have to hold it over here. And Be'ez Hashem, will continue all being well tomorrow. Okay.